in the middle of the middle of the week. Just a quick recap. We end the Machlekes Rava and the Vach B'Yakev. What's the halacha of matzah and mori nowadays? Is there a mitzvah to eat matzah and mori nowadays? The Gunsu Rava is a mitzvah of matzah, but there's no mitzvah of mori. Right? Because mori is to do with Korban Pesach, and there's no Korban Pesach today, so there's no mori today. As you get matzah, there is a mitzvah derived to eating matzah nowadays. And that stands out as possible with Hefzir for Matzah. Comes with Bachar Yakiz. No, Matzah and Moray are connected to the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and therefore there's no Mitzvah at all in the Torah to eat Matzah or Moray nowadays. No Korban Pesach, no Matzah and Moray. So what is the... when is there a Mitzvah of Matzah? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov says that the Pesach Re'ev Tech Matzah tells us that a Tommy and Mish Shahriya Bezer Tachoriko has to eat Matzah and Moray nowadays in the time of Yisrael. So although he didn't bring the Korban Pesach, but he did have a Chiyuv to eat Matzah and Moray. That's where we got to. So then we have to Rav. Rav Amalecha. Rav Amalecha. Tommy, we say with Derech Rechika, we saw God. Tommy, and how is Derech Rechika? I don't need a pocket for it. Your language of the matzah is to tell me, Tommy, where is Derech Rechika? Therefore, there's no pocket from the Vach Miakev to say the matzah is chayim nowadays. Says Rav, it's not true. I don't need a pocket for Tommy, but I'll show you the Derech Rechika. Everyone know where we are? Great. 18 lines up from the bottom. Rav Amalecha. Tommy, we say with Derech Rechika. Tommy and the Derech Rechika is no different or no worse off than an oil and ben nechol. The Tanya called oil lo yichal boi. An oil does not have to eat it. It is referring to the Korban Pesach. So why does it say lo yichal boi? So the Gemara Dashan, the Brisa Dashan, the boy in oichal of an oichal the matzah moi. He doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, but it's like a mute. So if a boy doesn't eat it, he does eat something. So what does he eat? He does eat the matzah mori. So says Rava that Misha Tomei Vayevad Chachiko. I can learn it from oral. What's the difference? Is my name, or you need a special pasuk? So before we elaborate on the shit of Rava, just to speak it out, what's Rava saying? Why is oil more connected to Tommy, the Hoyt of Chayka, than nowadays? Pasuk says, Kol oil yichol boi. Kol oil yichol boi. From there we learn that oil has to eat, but does eat matzah. And now we've got a case of matzah nowadays. And then we've got something else, Tommy Behoved Echachoyko, and we don't know whether Tommy Behoved Echachoyko is similar to nowadays, or similar to an oil or Ben Nechon. I mean, an oil could have bought it. Could have bought the compressor, but he wasn't allowed to. An oil wasn't allowed to bring the compressor. Why? Because he's an oil. A Ben Nechon, somebody who is not religious, is not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Why? Because he's an oil. He's a Ben Nechon. Nowadays, we'd love to bring the Korban Pesach, but we can't bring the Korban Pesach because we have no Korban Pesach, because no Bismillah. Those are the two extremes. Then you have Tommy, Boib Derech Rechika. So let's talk about Derech Rechika. It's not that he's not allowed to. He just can't. He can't bring the Korban Pesach. So why is that more similar to oil? Wouldn't that be more similar to nowadays? Then nowadays, we can't bring the Korban Pesach. So too is the Hoyab Derech Rechika could not bring the Korban Pesach. Why is that comparable to oil? Who could, but wasn't allowed to. You know what I'm asking? There's two psukim. We have a pasuk called Oral Yechol Boy, and we have Be'er Tzeich L'Matzah. we're saying that Be'ezer Ramatin tells us nowadays, and oil, oil, it's still not oil, not oil, Ben Nechal, Eichel, Boizuman, and oil, and Ben Nechal. So it says there of Acha, Hayakir, I need the Be'ezer Ramatin, not talking about nowadays, I need Be'ezer Ramatin to talk about Tomei, Behoi, Be'ezer Ramatin. Why? Because that's not the same as oil, Ben Nechal. One's oil, Ben Nechal, one's Tomei, Behoi, Be'ezer Ramatin. Rabbi says, no, Tomei, Behoi, Be'ezer Ramatin is exactly like oil, Ben Nechal. You don't need any extra posuk for them. That's bidyuk like oral and menichah. So why do you have an extra posuk? So tell me about nowadays. So I'm asking, why is it so posuk that the tomei v'hoved ha'chayka is like an oral and menichah? In which way is it similar? No. Is it like an island? It's all the same. It's all one category. Why is it all one category?
Because they can't. There's a reason why they can't. The reasons differ with the Korban Pesach. They can't.
What do you mean can't?
They can't have
it. Not allowed to, or physically they don't. Oh, they
well,
aren't able to.
They can't. Cannot.
We I'm also can't. We also can't.
Then.
Nowadays you also can't.
It's not talking about nowadays.
Understand. So why are we saying? Why are we saying that nowadays we do need a posuk? Tomei v'hoi b'dei chachayka doesn't need a posuk. Why? What's the difference between nowadays and hoi b'dei chachayka?
There's no Korban Pesach, so there's not a possibility to have it. So you can't. There's the situation nowadays is there's no Korban Pesach, so it doesn't matter where you are or what your situation, you can't have it. It doesn't matter if you're on the Zera far away or if you're
religious,
you cannot have it.
Right. I'm saying, that's one side of the equation. And the other side, somebody's in Tveria.
They, because of their situation, they cannot have the Korban Pesach, which is around, but they can't have it.
Okay, so in other words, what Mordechai is saying is that the Tomei V'hoi Abedei Chachayka, Oriel and Benecha, they all have a Ptor. That means really, they've got a Chiyu Korban Pesach. But it's a Ptor, and Oriel can't bring it. He's Potter from Korban Pesach. Benecha can't bring it. He's Potter from Korban Pesach. Misha Tomei, Abedei Chachayka, all those are Ptorim. All those are exceptions to the mitzvah, which is general populace of Chayefel. I say, Enki, nowadays, when the other people meet us, it's possible no mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Right? So, Mela, in a case when there's a mitzvah to have Korban Pesach, so we understand from the Pesach of Oral Ben Nechal, since there's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, there's also a mitzvah of Matzah and Mor. Even though you yourself are not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach, set up. Instead of the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, so you also have the mitzvah of Matzah and Mor. I think you know that there's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach, so maybe there wouldn't be any mitzvah of matzah. So therefore the pasuk can tell me, no, you've got a special pasuk to tell me you're chayev with matzah. That's the unkus of what you're saying. Yeah, that's what you are. Right, very good. Okay. No, so that's what we're mostly saying. It's not true. It's not that we have a pasuk. If we have a pasuk, then there's no difference. Why do we need the pasuk? What's the difference between mishay v'dav chayka and now? And then what's Shan Rava? Rava, what was Rava saying? Rava was saying, Misha Abedav Lechayka, I don't need the Pasuk. I know that from Oriel. And nowadays you need the Pasuk. Why? What's the Pshat in that? Why is Misha Abedav Lechayka more Pasuk that you have in Matzah than nowadays? So the Torah has to be that nowadays, since we are mufka from the Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach doesn't exist. So maybe you would have thought, okay, we're mufka from Korban Pesach, we're also mufka from Matzah Morik, because we're mufka, Korban Pesach doesn't apply. Mashal Mepasach, you should know, although you're right, Korban Pesach doesn't apply, but Matzah Morik. But, however, there for Chayka, Mitzvah Korban Pesach does apply. Alright, if you would have been close to the Beit Midrash, you would have done. So why is he not doing it? Ah, he's got a Ptur. That's very similar to Oral. Oral should have been Chayiv, but he's a Ptur. Something irreligious should have been Chayiv, But since he's irreligious, he's not allowed to do it. So he's not able to bring the Korban Pesach. So all those cases, oral benecha cases, when Korban Pesach applies, so the, you can't bring the Korban Pesach, the Torah is megalitas, you have to eat matzah. So I know therefore, so Thomas, if it's a chayka, the same thing. I think nowadays the Korban Pesach is not applicable but at all. So Mimela,
you need the pasuk
to tell me that you're chayv or not. That's the basic understanding, what we need to understand to see what's going on with Rava. So what did Rava say? Yeah, so what did Rava say? Rava said that I don't need the pasuk for Tomei Ovid Ever Chayka, so I'm left over with the pasuk. Right? Which pasuk am I left over with? The Ovid Ever Chayka is what I'm going to do with it. Ah, so I'm going to tell you the Chayv and Matzah nowadays. If there wouldn't have been the pasuk of Ovid Ever Chayka, had there not been such a pasuk of Ovid Ever Chayka, would there have been a Chayv and Matzah nowadays? Have the Torah not written the word Be'er Tzefel Matzis, would there have been a mitzvah deraita of matzah nowadays? No. Would there have been a mitzvah deraita of matzah for Misha Yatomei of Adel Chachayka? No. Time of the Bismikos?
Yes.
You see, Rava, even though he holds Bikaron, matzah is kashul to the Korban Pesach. Alright, and nowadays you would have been possible not for the fact that you got possible. The Kamasid Kishur for Korban Pesach, in the time of the Beit Hamikdash, it's possible you're chayv in matzah. Right? Oh, so Gemara said, the bright people was doing a little matzah moi. You are chayv in matzah. I mean, the time of Beit Hamikdash, because the Braitha, you would be chayv, even an oral, the necho, tome, the chayka, all chayv, with matza and more. Which leads us to scratch our heads and wonder, how can it be that you're chayv with more according to Rava? And Rava holds that nowadays, there's only a chayv of matza and no chayv of more. So you see, what does Rava mean? Rava means that Moray is directly connected to the Korban Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no Korban Pesach, and no Moray.
It's not covered by the Pasuk.
The Eretz no. Matzah, the Pasuk comes to tell me that Matzah is doing, but Moray would be Moray Pasuk. What's chat in that? Why is Matzah Yachai but Moray Pasuk? Because Matzah is an independent mitzvah. So Moray is connected to the Korban Pesach. So why is it that when the time of Eitz Mitosh, the writer says the Rava says Yachai for Matzah and Moray? In the case we don't mean the Korban Pesach, I thought Moray wasn't an independent mitzvah.
It existed.
Because there is a Korban Pesach, you just have a patur, so there is such a thing as Moray.
Right, so that's what the Chayyab writer is saying, telling us, the writer is telling us, that the writer is telling us that if there is a Korban Pesach there, then all the things you would normally have to eat with a Korban Pesach are going to be chayv. Matzah, Moray, all going to be hamechir. All the things that you normally eat with a Korban Pesach are going to be chayv. So mainly going to be chayv for matzah and Moray. So again, according to Rava, the time of Beit Hamikdash, if you had a psul for Korban Pesach, you still had a chayv for matzah and Moray. That's the inky. Nowadays, when you don't have the Korban Pesach, so we've got a psul to say you're chayv for matzah, but Moray is got no chayv nowadays also. Right, that's what comes out according to the Gemara. So we all agree? From your mask and understand? Excellent. So now the problem is the big castle, which I read that around on TV yesterday, a couple of Rambams. Man is Rastin Igun. The Rambam says in a few places that Rambam Hilchus Chometz and Matzah per exile and lucky basis. Achilles Moray Einoi Mitzvah Menatoya B'Fnei Asmo. There's no mitzvah to eat Moray on its own. And it's really Achilles Pesach. But it's rather dependent on Achilles Pesach. She mitzvah that say Achas Lechol Psar Pesach Al Matzah and Moray. There's one mitzvah. Eat the Pesach with Matzah and Moray. And Japan only have to eat Moray even though there's no Korban Pesach. It's one place. Another place that is called Pesach, 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 base, you can check out yourselves here. Avamari b'loy Pesach einoy mitzvah. Shehem al matzus v'ray michlu. Yeah, so that brings the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs off. Why is Mori not brought down as a separate independent mitzvah? What we said of yesterday, because there's no such mitzvah as Mori on its own. End of Akiva. There's no mitzvah on Mori on its own. So we have to eat it. That's what he says. Mizrabanan is a mitzvah. Any mitzvah drabon, you make a bracha. Whenever we're doing mitzvah, you have lockers in his kind of car. You make a bracha. And then lockers in his Shabbos and Tibet and dying. All these brachas that you make a bracha on before you do it. So when every mitzvah drabon, you make a bracha. What are you putting in the face for? Every mitzvah drabon, you make a bracha. What do you mean every? There are mitzvahs that make a bracha. Explain this.
Oh, I didn't say before, we don't say bracha over it.
Okay.
We
found a few exceptions to the rules. Why does that make a rule now on everything? The general rule is the mitzvah you make a bracha on. You got a few exceptions. Stuff you don't make it.
Until now, I would always assume that there is a mitzvah to say tomorrow, because that's what we're going to do.
Okay, there is a mitzvah. They come on.
When the base of the will be built, I would have, without this year, more than likely, set a bracha on the tomorrow at that time.
When? Before you start, have your Kom Pesach?
Yes.
At the beginning of your meal?
Yes.
So you'd be wrong anyway, because you meant to eat it with your Kom Pesach. So things are going to be changed. We understand we'll have some good shiurim when the Mashiach comes, and we'll know what we're meant to do. Of course, that'd be mitzvah on you make a draw for, so that's not, it's not such a classic. But mitzvah on you have to make it. The Rambam is a big rabbi. And he says there's no mitzvah more, right? The Rambam is a very big rabbi. There's no mitzvah more. It's not put down in the Tariq mitzvahs b'chlam. Because Mori is not a mitzvah on its own. People asked on him, he said, what do you mean? Why is Mori not bothered? He said, because Mori is not a mitzvah on its own. So there's no such thing as a Mori being independent mitzvah. So what's chat in this, what we just learned, in the time of the basic mitzvah? The time of the basic mitzvah is much. When you don't have the compensa, because you're Tommy, you're over there for Jacob. Oh, Benecho, you're not bringing your compensa. So says the break, so you have to eat matzah and moro. Why are you eating moro? Moro is not an independent mitzvah. Yes, he had all nice mahalkim, which you were learning, but Ian, very nice and after Seder, to work out why this should be a chiv of matzah moro nowadays. In the time of the basic mitzvah. Involving, should be, yeah, very nice. They had all nice mahalkim to work out why. Although nowadays there's no mitzvah of matzah and mori, by the time it's a mikdash, there was a mitzvah of matzah and mori. It means although nowadays, if you don't have the Kom Pesach, you have the mitzvah of matzah, but not mori, by the time of the mikdash, we had the p'tur of Kom Pesach, you'd still have a chiyuv of matzah and mori. Say that, could be. Yechaliyah. I'm asking, the Rambam says clearly that Moro is no independent mitzvah. So in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, if you had the Ptor of Kom Pesach, there's no way you could have a Chiyuv to eat Moro. Because there's no independent mitzvah of Moro.
It's not independent.
So what is it?
Based on the rest of the nation bringing
their own mitzvah.
Is it attached to somebody else's mitzvah?
All of them said.
No.
Is it attached to matzah?
He says it's a part of eating the Kom Pesach. The chelik of eating says, "Avamari b'loy Pesach einu mitzvah." B'loy Pesach doesn't mean without somebody else's Pesach. Amari b'loy Pesach means without yours, and that's why he says it's not put down one entire mitzvah. If you're saying that I've got a mitzvah, if somebody else's a Kom Pesach, I've got a mitzvah there. So it should be bought in one entire mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah to have Amari b'chlal. So what the Brisa telling me is a chiyuv to have moroi, an oral ben nechaz got a chiyuv to have moroi.
It's not a fear to say that when the Korah is there, it's not still an act of mitzvah. You think it's not its own, it's not separate from Pesach. But when Pesach is not there, it is still a mitzvah. It's not, we don't call it mitzvah of Mara. We call it mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, it goes together with it. That doesn't mean that when you're not Korban Pesach, you're not supposed to have it. It's still one and the same with the mitzvah of Korban Pesach.
The words are like this. Ein matzah amari ma'akvin. Ein loy motzu matzah. For moroi, yoytzin yidei chivotam ba'achiles besar ha-pesach levada. Avol, moroi, beloy pesach, einoy mitzvah. If you have a common pesach, you have matzah moroi, say you ate some pesach. If you have, if you do not have pesach, but you only have moroi, there's no mitzvah. Any mitzvah. Achilles moi einoi mitzvah b'pnei atzvah min atzvah b'pnei atzvah. There's no mitzvah to eat moi on its own. So what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says in the time of the Beis Hamikdash you're chayev with matzah and moi. Why?
Because that's how you eat the Korban Pesach.
But if you don't have the Korban Pesach, why should you be chayev with matzah and moi? That's the big catch.
Maybe the way of eating matzah was more.
The way of eating matzah is in more.
Yeah.
Says the Rambam not. The Rambam says if you had more below Pesach, although you've got mitzvah matzah, if you don't have a Pesach, more below Pesach, more without Pesach, ain't no mitzvah.
Right, but you still have a mitzvah of matzah, correct?
So eat matzah.
So the way you eat matzah is with more.
So it's nothing to do with kashrus and mitzvah. Pesach then is in kashrus and matzah.
If there's no Pesach, it could be the way of eating matzah.
Achilles more ain't a mitzvah, and I'll tell you the Rambam, yeah. 1 second. It's kashrut mitzvah Pesach, not mitzvah matzah. It's kashrut mitzvah Pesach.
Maybe Rambam holds when there's no korban Pesach.
Say that. Say that if you want. He doesn't. Every word of the Rambam. What does it? What? What's that referring to?
I'm here.
Referring to the Korban Pesach. And Ben-Med, you should be possible for Matzah there. And why are you chayav Matzah? Either because it says, Kolo Benecha lo yechol boy, or because it says, Be'er tzeh Matzah. But Matzah is a Mary Mechlu, is a Ptul. You're part of a matzah. There's a pasuk that says that we got me to say the yechayv is matzah, but then the Gemara is saying clearly that you've got a case where you're chayv with more on its own. Boy, you know, yechol matzah more, you're chayv to eat matzah more. The more does have an independent mitzvah. So what's shat in this Rambam? Yeah, if you hear the question. According to Shittas Rambam, that Mori is not an independent mitzvah, how can it be the Brisa says that you've got chiyuv to eat Mori?
And how do you start our Gemara here? Because Rava is saying, well, there's a mitzvah, nowadays there's a mitzvah of Masah, but there's not a mitzvah of Mori. He's maintaining that it is separate also.
Right, so that's nowadays. And the sign of the Beis Hamikdash, even if you didn't have the Korban Pesach, you've got a chiyuv of matzah, whatever, regardless. Now, even though you don't have a special pasuk, regardless, and the man who had in also Mari could be. But the Rambam says, what are you saying? You got a pasuk. So what's the pasuk say? Meaning, mashma.
Don't eat the Korban Pesach, but you don't have an obligation coming up.
Right.
Now, how we know it's Alkandah,
so maybe it's not
Mari, maybe it's Chagigah, I don't know.
Right. So analyze matzah, the writer tells us, matzah and Mari.
Right.
Then the pasuk is telling me that Mari has an independent chiyuv,
yeah.
And the Rambam says no.
It's interesting in the art scroll, the comment says when the Brisa says, well, then you eat matzah more, then the comment in the art scroll says, and then you eat matzah. It doesn't include more.
So Yossi's saying, see, it wasn't going tomorrow. That's what Yossi's saying. It wasn't going tomorrow. Just all kinds of, just Lav Davka. Indeed, the Ran on Dav Kavchet, basically more the same thing. The Ran Dav Kavchet, Daka writes that. He says, the Ran Dav Kavchet says, they're also the Gemara used the word Matan Mor. And he says, Mor is Lav Davka. Because since there's no Kompetach, there's no Mor. The Ran says that clearly there, there's Lav Davka. The Ran says, Mor is Lav Davka. The Valai Kushta the Milsu, the Mederaita, Loi Machayev Lamor. In Achayev Mor, Ela Kedach Al Pesach. Only if you have Pesach, because it's Matzah has a special public of Tirkul Matzah. Have a Mori Lo Yehad. So maybe he said it's Lav Dafka.
It's a matter of speaking, is that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. They say Matzah Mori. But the Rambam, he can't say that.
Can
we keep our Rabba hold
this
Matzah and Torah?
The righteous
is that. Yeah. Righteous? By oil. Rabba said, I learned it from that Pasuk.
Yeah. And secondly,
even from Achav and Yaakov, we're not so troubled by, because in Achav and Yaakov we always put Matzah and Mori together. Right, so Rav Yaakov maybe does all that both go together. But Rava in nowadays definitely held that part. So you could learn the Rava in nowadays that part, but in the time of the Midrash it would be a chiyuv. You could learn it. But the problem is the Rambam in Sefer three times, right? There's no independent chiyuv of Mori. There's no independent chiyuv of Mori, so what starts in the Brayta? So the only way out, L'chaya, is wave the white flag and say, Lav Davka. When it says in the Brayta of Mori, it didn't mean Mori. It meant just Matzah. And that's what the Ram learned. So maybe we wouldn't make that for ourselves, but the Ram says it. So that's called really saying giving up. Set up. But it can't be because there's no chiyuv. There is no mitzvah, independent mitzvah of Mori. The problem is, listen to this Rambam. This Rambam that was called Pesach. Orel Shoch El Kizayit. Mitzvah Pesach. Leike. Orel the East of Kizayit of Skom Pesach et Malkus. Shenema Kol Orel Lo Yechol Boi. Hu Boi Hu Shein Oichol. Remember, the Rambam is very midzik. It's a halacha say for this Rambam. It's not like you can play around with it. The Rambam, every word of the Rambam is a halacha lemaisa. Oh boy, who say no? It doesn't need to come better. Must need to come better. Have a look at the matzah tomorrow. But he eats matzah tomorrow. V'chein muta, says the Rambam. V'chein muta lahachil matzah tomorrow legel tishov etzachit. And he also allowed to feed the matzah tomorrow to get tishov and etzachit. So an oral, and a bear, an oral, he's not actually to come better. If he's come better, malchus. But she doesn't need to come better if he eats matzah umoroi. So Rambam says clearly umoroi. So Rambam says clearly you've got chiv to eat more. But boy who ain't oich, is that in his writer? Boy who ain't oich, aval oich, matzah umoroi. He's quoting this writer, la loche.
How can
you say previously that there's no mitzvah to eat carbon pesach?
Mar.
He doesn't say anything. Boy who says oichel, aval oichel u matzah
mar. Okay, maybe that means he can.
Very good, very good. Says of Avraham, maybe pshat in the Rambam is he can eat matzah mar.
It's
good. What a chiddush. Why would I have thought it's possible to eat matzah? So no, you're not allowed to eat matzah. Well, why would I agree? You can't eat matzah.
We don't want to
see the common person reaction.
You can't even
eat
that.
There is no
common person.
He doesn't bring it.
You see, with his family.
Yeah.
Munching away.
Yeah.
See, everybody is drooling from this amazing carbon paint. I gotta have some.
Yeah.
We would have thought, get away from here. We can't have it because we have a concern. You're gonna be touching the carbon paint. You're gonna be eating it. It's not gonna be to have. Get away.
So,
hooksha also, even if we're not concerned he might actually physically eat it, they're connected. And for sure the time of the Beis HaMikdash, lots of more are connected to the Pesach. So if there's an Isser on the Pesach, you might think, by extension, there's an Isser that everything included.
Why are there both?
But there's both. The pasuk says both.
Yeah, the boy could just mean matzah. Boy is ain't a yichal, but if we're matzah, could be it's coming to yichayv in matzah. I think it's coming to yichayv in more as well.
Okay, so it's a
topic.
So that's what it is.
What's
you don't know what boy is going on.
We don't know, but the Rambam says there's no independent mitzvah of more. So we know what boy is going on in your matzah.
I'm saying the fact that.
So how do you teach more? How do you teach that they could have more? You include it.
So why is the Rambam saying that? I said matzah more. That the chayv said matzah more. They're not chiz more. They're not chiz more. According to the Rambam, the big man always said that even in some ways, there's never an independent mechir of more. That's the difficulty. Before we get to the terrace, which Yossi is already starting on the keyboard. Before we get to the terrace, we are going to just go over Shakatai, how we got to here. And then we'll say the terrace. How we got to what we got. We have the Gemara that says that nowadays, Rava holds, there's a chiyuv for matzah, but there's no chiyuv for more. We have the Gemara, a brighter, we're saying what the brighter says. That Rava holds that in the time of the Midos, we had the psalm of compensation, you had a chiyuv for matzah and more. So how do we resolve this discrepancy? Is there a chiyuv of matzah more there? Or is there no chiyuv of matzah more? So one terrace could be that the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you got a chiyuv for matzah more. In the Beis HaMikdash, you did have a chiyuv for matzah more, but nowadays not. That's one terrace that you could learn, and that's explaining the price of Kipshusay Mash. There's a chiyuv that's in the Beis HaMikdash to have matzah and more. But nowadays not. So that was the whole problem, even in Rava, even according to Rava, that nowadays, in the time of the Beis, nowadays only chiyuv for matzah. Mm-hmm. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a chiyuv for matzah and more. Even if you didn't have the compensation, you had a chiyuv for matzah and more. That's a kipshuta you would learn the braise. The problem is, the Rambam tells us that there's no independent chiyuv for more.
In the times of the Beis HaMikdash?
Ever. He says there's no mitzvah ever mentioned in the Torah about more on its own. More is always together with the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam holds there's no mitzvah to have more. If there's no mitzvah to have more, then how can it be that the Brisa says if you don't have a Korban Pesach, you have to have matzah and more. You shouldn't have to have more. So we could have answered that the more is the Dafka, like the Ram. More is the Dafka, not just the Ram. Maybe says it, Avi Shem Habina. Dovid says it, Avi Shem is the Dafka Kev. It's all Lav Dafka. So you could have said it, but the Rambam says clearly in Sefer that if you don't have the Korban Pesach and you're an Oral Ben Nechol, then you have, you said by Oral, then you don't have the Korban Pesach. Also you don't have the Korban Pesach, but you do have matzah and more. So the Rambam says clearly there is an element of more when you have the, even if you don't have the Korban Pesach. That flies in the face of what the Rambam says, that there's no mitzvah of more ever. Never independent mitzvah of more. See, not like that. So, to answer this, we're going to have to say a tremendous kiddush, which is what Avraham and Yossi started in Kivun, saying that the Rambam doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to eat matzah and mori. Doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to eat matzah and mori. There's no mitzvah to eat mori. There's no Korban Pesach. It's come to me, kiddush, you're allowed to eat matzah and mori. You're allowed to eat mori. Might have thought that you can't eat more. The matzah, you're allowed to eat more.
Would you thought you couldn't eat matzah?
You might have thought you couldn't eat matzah. The matzah, you're allowed to eat matzah. Right, you've got chiyuv to eat matzah, but you might have thought you're not allowed to eat matzah. The matzah, you're allowed to eat matzah. So it is, why should that be? Why should it be that there's a chiyuv that they're allowed to eat matzah? Why wouldn't I have thought otherwise? This is Dr. Ches. Suggests such a pshat, and he says, "Kedusha yesh lo, but matzah got any kedusha? If you have any, you can't eat matzah. Why shouldn't I be able to eat matzah?" That's why nobody wants to learn this Chatan Rambam. But the way we've cornered ourselves into a corner here, there is no other answer. We have to say that Chatan Rambam is the allowed to eat matzah more. So why would you have thought otherwise? So there's a sefer. This is a Frankel Rambam, Mazura Frankel. person brought it out. It was called Shatsi Franco. He brought out the first volume, and then he got brought from the stapler that he should be Zecha to be alive till they finished the entire set. And he had a tremendous Zecha's Yomim, but it took a long time to bring them out. But it's a tremendous amount of work. At the back, it's called Sefer Masteach. At the back, he employed hundreds of Talmid Chachamim to bring down every question or everyone, any source that talks about any particular Rambam is brought down at the back. So it's tremendous amount of work, changed the whole of learning the Rambam from once it came out.
Could we say that today we have the Masa in place of the Pesach, and it was supposed to be Pesach.
Right, is it in Majabah or not? Yeah, so the Rambam's saying it, and then I tell you, the Rambam's saying learning out from his pocket of boy. So at the back of this Rambam, before you get to Sefer Masteach, there's a Sefer Halikutim. Sefer Halikutim is a compilation of very rare Torah. Something that you won't be able to find otherwise. So they put it together in order for people to enjoy. There's a Sefer called Shavis Shev. Never heard of it? Shavis Shev. Shin Veis Yud. Sof, you are Shin Veis Yud. Shavis Shev. Shavisa Shev. Shavisa Shev. I was going to tell you. Shavisa Shev. What's it got to do? Who's the author? Maybe Eli Sheva. I don't know who the author was, but obviously you've got a guy in Adam. He said the pshat, I'll see what Yossi started saying. There's an issa in the Rambam brought down, we learned about it, to eat, to take out the meat of the kompetah from one chabur to another chabur. It says, you're not allowed to take out meat from one chabur to another chabur. Somebody does mechabur lechabur loike, he gets malchus. It's forbidden to take out meat from one chabur to another chabur. Even taking out, not eating the other chabur. Even taking out, right? So once you started eating the meat in this chabur, you can't take out the other chabur. That's what the Rambam passes over here. Okay, that's Shittas Rama. Shittas Rama says you're not allowed. So that's the beginning of this chapter. It says this Shavitza Sevi, that this halacha is coming a continuation of that. There's an issa to invite other people to join you in the Korban Pesach. For instance, somebody who gives from the Korban Pesach to somebody who is a Ben Necho, or a Goy, or a Ger Tzeishos. If you give your Korban Pesach to him, if you're over an Issa of the Leishah Seh, you're over a Leishah Seh. Kol Ben Necho Lo Yechal Bo is not an Issa on the Ben Necho. He doesn't keep anything. In fact, the Rambam says to my Goy. It's not an Issa on the Goy. It's an Issa on you to give your Korban Pesach to a Ben Necho. To somebody that can't take part of the Korban Pesach. It's an Issa for you to give it. An Orel is not allowed to join and eat the Korban Pesach with you. The Orel is a Jew. If he eats from the Korban Pesach, he has been over the Issa of taking from the Chabur and giving to somebody who's not meant to be part of the Chabur. Because an Orel is not meant to be part of the Chabur. So you might have thought that the same would apply to matzah. Just like it's forbidden for me to give to an Orel or to give to a Ben Necho Pesach because it's here I'm giving out from the Chabur to another Chabur, maybe included in that is an instance to give the matzah, which is eaten together with the Korban Pesach, the mori, which is eaten together with the Korban Pesach. Maybe there's an instance to give any element, any part of the Korban Pesach. Maybe there's an instance to give it to a Ben Necho or to an oil. Mas on the pasuk, no, you're allowed to give it to a Ben Necho, you're allowed to give it to an oil. That means you're allowed to give matzah and moroi to a Ben Necho. We ask the question, why would that thought a goy is not allowed to eat moroi? Why would that thought an oil is not allowed to eat moroi? Right? There's nothing wrong with them eating more, but there's something wrong with you giving something which is connected to the Korban Pesach, giving it to a oil. So kol oil leyichel boi, he's not actually the Korban Pesach. So what happens if he's part of the chabura, not eating the Korban Pesach? Can I give him matzah? Can I give him more, which was part of the Korban Pesach? Can I give that to him? Is that also called giving from the chabura to the chabura? Is that also called giving away from the Korban Pesach to something else? Must not know. Kol oil leyichel boi, there's an issue to give him the Korban Pesach. There's no issue to give him matzah or more. You don't have to give him matzo morris. That's one of the if you're all sitting together. If you, although you're not asking him from the meat, you can give him from something which is not the meat.
There's no mitzvah, going back to our original question, there is no reason. According to Rambam, there is no mitzvah eating mar, I would saying you can
you are allowed to give him
to him, but he has no he doesn't do a mitzvah.
Right. You're not even issa by giving it. Why would I thought there's an issa to give to an oral mori? Yeah, because maybe since the oil is, since the mori is part of the Korban Pesach, that's like giving out the chabur, giving the Korban Pesach from one chabur to another chabur.
He doesn't achieve a mitzvah by eating.
No. Yeah, and that's the Rambam finishes off. The chaimuta lahachil matzah mori legei toisa v'sochir. The chain in simile it's muta to feed a geir toisa of matzah mori. It's mepush in the Rambam. That's the subject. Geir toisa for the ben nechol. The first in the Rambam, the chiddush is about whether the problem of feeding somebody. Not talking about being mekayem any mitzvah. The teisa of the sach is not mekayem any mitzvah. But am I allowed to give it to him? Yes, you can give it to him. The oral is not mekayem any mitzvah eating mori. No mitzvah. It's not one of the time mitzvahs. So what are we saying? That boy ain't oichol, the oichol matzah mori. That you're allowed to give him matzah mori. You might have thought you're not allowed to give him because that giving for my chabura just to give it out. Masron, that's it with the Korban Pesach. The matzah mori, which is eaten together with the Korban Pesach, doesn't have that. He's a half coach.
But it's a safer mitzvah, and it's written in a certain way. The Rambam. Every word.
It's
very specific. So
that's how you meant to read the Rambam.
A big jump, in other words.
Wait, it might have been, if not the last words of the Rambam, the same paragraph.
Yeah.
He says, "Oboi Hussein Oichla, the Oichlu Masa Mori, the Chain Musala Hachir, Masa Mori, you're allowed to feed Masa Mori again." So you see the subject here is the problem about feeding, giving away the matzah mori. Not to do with eating. Not to do with the fact that I'm a kind of mitzvah. Yes, they should certainly not kind of any mitzvah. And some reason I'm allowed to feed him. Why would I thought you're not allowed to feed the Geir Tzeishov? That is, because it's part of the chabur of the Korban Pesach. You don't have to give from the Korban Pesach. The Rambam said before, and eat machilin mimenu the goy, you don't have to feed the goy with Korban Pesach. I feel like Geir Tzeishov is not allowed to feed him. But matzah mori, you're allowed to feed. Soch is a worker, is an evident mind. A good shit.
So even though they're sitting right next to you, giving them something is like from chabura to chabura. Because they're not associated with
right. He's not associated with my chabura. For example, they're giving out to somebody else. It's like giving away from the chabura. Somebody takes out from the Korban Pesach and puts it outside. Doesn't give it to anyone else. Just puts it outside. Already that's awesome. You've taken it out from your chabura and given it out. So when I take it out and I give it to this guy, it's like putting it in the garbage. But I've taken it out from my chabura and given it to the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So by a Korban Pesach, that's awesome. Maybe it's also offered the top bills to the Korban Pesach, the Matzah Mori maybe also. Mm-hmm.
I just think that on Sukkot we have a rubber symbolizing the that the Kali Kol is supposed to encompass everybody, not just the good committed atonement, but even the Rishon, and I'm Kippur, we daven Rishus,
Rishon.
So what is it, why is the carbon paste off all of a sudden, you know, we're excluding everybody that's you know.
Anyone who doesn't keep you, this guy is not invited. Yeah, the Apostle said so.
How can we invite
him? We don't invite him. What we do for that, why don't we only keep we say, to dump Kurdish really, soy? Why don't we do it every day? Let's go and see yourself from there. There's specific dates in the Jewish calendar when in Kippur we want them to have a kapara, so we invite the Rishon with. But there's halachas of Muma. There's halachas of Muma. It's not really to be online, so we're not going to talk about it while it's recorded. But there's halachas about Muma. But this idea that we're all Jewish and we all love each other doesn't necessarily mean that somebody who has willingly given up on Yiddishkeit is a snacker is treated the same as somebody who does keep Yiddishkeit. Yeah, he learns the Rashi and the Chumash is going on both. The Nechal is a guy and somebody doesn't keep Yiddishkeit. And Rashi and the Prophet said it means somebody doesn't keep Yiddishkeit. A religious Jew. That's what they say. That's Rashi. Okay, so that's the sugya in Tata Rambam. Right? Let's do the Tanakh of the Rava and we'll take it from there. Tanakh of the Rava. Sorry, I think maybe even a couple of lines before that.
The Idach or
the Idach. What does Achaz say? Rabbi Lachay is right. Why can't we learn all from Korah and the Yichudot? The Idach, Siv Bahai or Siv Bahai. That we need both. You wouldn't have been able to learn from Oriel that a Tommy has the Chiv of Matzah, and you wouldn't have been able to learn from Matzah from Tommy that Oriel has the Chiv of Matzah. Okay, it's not exactly Mizuk, what I just said. We'll see you at Shabbat. Tanik Amosi, the Rove, Shiz and Jomim, Nechol Matzah. You eat matzah the 6th day and the 7th day that says. So from here we see, what do you mean the 7th day that says? Sounds like you're saying you don't need to eat matzah. Matzah you should. Af shishis yamishis. No mitzvah that arises to eat matzah through the entire duration of Pesach. My time here. Where do you know that? Shishis yamishis the matzah. Af adol shayiv echlal v'yotz menachlal. There was something which was once in a group. And now the 7th day went out of the group and now says only 6 days of Yamatsis. The Lamed has come to teach us something. The Lamed has not come to teach it regarding itself. The Lamed is coming to teach the whole entire category. That what? Yochala, to tell you that there's never a chiv to eat matzah on Pesach.
Because
if it was just a shift, it was just 6 days don't eat, 6 days each, you would have thought that there's a chiv to eat matzah 6 days. So we have a pasuk that says 7 days to eat, and then you have a pasuk that says 6 days to eat, which will teach us that there's no chiyuv to eat matzah after 7 days.
Well, like I think more than I have. So you already know, you can't have hummus.
Right.
You want to have bread, I know you're going to have to have matzah. Why do I have to have them, Hashem saying? For 7 days, that matzah, for 6 days, that matzah, for the 7th day, you don't have to have, and they're now, for the 7th, and then the 6th, I don't care. Just tell me, first night you have to have matzah. And then I don't know, we're supposed to do whatever I want, because I can't have hummus, so I know it's not between matzah,
you think, why talk about matzah at all?
Why talk about 7 days? The puzzle comes after 7 days of matzah. 6 days of matzah. I'm upset. But at the end of the day, you probably don't have matzah.
Right.
I don't have to have matzah.
Right.
Figure it out.
Later, the fact that it talks about matzah there with chomet is to tell us halachas that the matzah has to be made from things that could become chomet. All halachas are brought out from that pasuk of shivat yomim sechel matzah, shivat yomim matzah techelu lisechel of chomet. And that pasuk tells us a whole bunch of halachas regarding the mitzvah of matzah. So then here's some pay base. Maybe one day we'll see. But now that we have that pasuk, if we just say you would call this a chiyuv to eat matzah 7 days, so Hashem brought another pasuk 6 days to tell you that that pasuk, which is about 7 days, was not going to tell me it's chiyuv to eat matzah. But rather saying, if you want to eat matzah, if you want to eat bread, you have to eat matzah. Yochel, if you want to eat bread. Yeah, that's on. Yochel, Avnai Lo Yishino, in my thoughts on the first night, Rishos is also an Rishos, Tamalayma, Matzah is a very mechlu. That pastor can tell me, you got Mitzah to eat Matzah. Ain't he allowed his Matzah to eat Mitzah Shkayim? Matzah in Mitzah Mitzah Shkayim, in I had in it a Mitzah to eat Matzah now, eh? Tamalayma, I have to eat for Matzah. Our costs of Echoyva, the Postics, Shkayim, us to eat Matzah. So right here, Rava, because Rava holds, and now there's Mitzah Matzah, and that's all the Rishos says is on. So, unfortunately, we're out of time. There's a Rathman which we have to see, and the Satan that I think you've all seen already, called Benichol, or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good, you've got Satan to work on, and that's basically that. That's it. Tomorrow maybe we'll wrap it up.